The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll begin with this one from First for Women. Question of their pro on fashion, Lady Stacy London. The question, I love faux fur for winter, but never know how to style it. What do you recommend? Her answer, faux fur is an excellent way to elevate a casual outfit. It's common to see faux fur on coats, gloves, scarves, and boots, but it also works on items that aren't outerwear pieces. I like wearing the fabric in unexpected ways, like adding it to everyday items with detachable fur cuffs or collars, such as my By Stacy London Addable Faux Fur Collar, available on QVC. They add interest to your look and are an easy way to update clothes you've had in your closet for years. You can pair the furry accents with staples like sweaters, blazers, blouses, and more. To complete the look, toss on a pair of jeans or trousers, or go bold with a pair of metallic pants. From Good Housekeeping, resync your body clock, eating habits for restful sleep. That's right, eating habits for restful sleep. A good night's rest starts with your first bite of the day. Research suggests that eating too quickly, skipping meals, and eating a lot at once, particularly later in the day, may contribute to sleep disorders like insomnia, possibly because of its impact on digestion. Instead, build your wake-up meal around energizing foods like protein-filled eggs and fiber-rich veggies and fruits. Don't forget to sip water to jumpstart hydration. Prioritize a hearty lunch with plenty of protein and fiber to keep you full, along with some healthy fat. Then keep your dinner balanced, but on the lighter side. These sleep-good essentials are key later in the day. And they have three types of food. One, oats, eggs, fish, and turkey. These foods contain tryptophan, which promotes the production of serotonin needed for steady mood and a regular sleep cycle. That was oats, eggs, fish, and turkey. Next, milk, nuts, particularly pistachios, and cherries. These provide melatonin, the hormone responsible for inducing drowsiness and regular Z's. That was milk, nuts, particularly pistachios, and cherries. And the last category, bananas, avocado, and pumpkin seeds. These all-stars are full of potassium and magnesium, electrolytes that not only supports proper hydration, because dehydration can impact the sleep-wake cycle, but also aid in muscle relaxation for peaceful dozing. I like the way this is a no-cost way. I mean, you're going to get groceries anyway, so no-cost way to try to improve your sleep. From First for Women, some natural pain remedies. Feel your best all winter with these study-proven strategies. First up, hot cocoa quiets creaky joints. Shoveling your driveway, scraping ice off the windshield, traipsing through slushy parking lots. If cold weather activities leave you with itchy joints or achy joints, sipping hot cocoa could provide relief in minutes. That's the word from Swedish researchers who found that cocoa's unique mix of healing plant compounds dials down pain-triggering inflammation. Wow. Also, the scent of a tree soothes sore muscles. The air is crisp. The sun is sparkling off snowdrifts and birds are flitting from tree to tree. Yet for two in three of us, stiff muscles dampen your enjoyment of this winter wonderland. Fortunately, Australian investigators say standing near a tree and breathing in its aroma could help us feel more limber and flexible. That's because inhaling the aromatic compounds released by trees instantly relaxes tight muscles and flushes out the pain-triggering hormone cortisol. A cool breath halts headaches. Many women find that gloomy weather causes their pain threshold to plunge. leading to more frequent and more painful headache flares. Thankfully, a study published in the Journal of Clinical Nursing suggests that simply opening a window or stepping outside can tame even a thudding headache in only 10 minutes. How? Researchers explain that inhaling cool, oxygen-rich air calms a series of nerves called the trigeminocervical complex that makes head pain flare. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Forgive me. A simple stretch banishes back pain. Daily walks can ensure muscles stay limber and ache-free, but winter's blustery weather and icy sidewalks keep us indoors and inactive, doubling back pain risk. The good news? Brazilian scientists say gently stretching a tight back can loosen muscles and reduce pain. For speedy relief, sit on a carpeted floor with both legs in front of you. Reach as far as you can toward your toes. Hold for 30 seconds. Relax and repeat 3 times. A soothing soak calms GI upset. If a heavy winter meal makes you feel bloated, crampy, and just plain ugh, lounging in a hot bath can ease even your worst symptoms in 30 minutes, suggests a Penn State study. Turns out warming the skin activates a powerful signaling system within the body that calms intestinal muscle spasms, quashes pain, and encourages the release of digestive enzymes. And last, a minty massage fights foot pain. A minty massage. Walking in snug winter boots or spending an evening in your favorite party shoes can leave your feet swollen and sore for hours. But Chinese research suggests firmly massaging tender feet with diluted wintergreen oil. Their recipe is 6 drops of wintergreen oil mixed into 2 ounces of your favorite lotion. This could put the spring back in your step in as little as 5 minutes. The study authors credit methyl salicylate, a powerful natural painkiller, in wintergreen oil for the feel-good perks. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Closet, some new and improved, the most wanted makeup, skin, hair, or fragrance find to cross our desks this month. So this month's pick, Instant Mani, that's manicure, no time for a manicure. Make like a beauty editor and grab one of the buzzy nail brighteners, sheer lacquers that have a subtle iridescent or light pink tint to give nails a shiny, healthy look without a full manicure. Since the polishes are translucent, they don't require precision. Plus, you need only 1 coat, and they dry in seconds. Genius. The Good Housekeeping lab note, stash one of these nail tints in your bathroom and even on your desk at the office. A layer of clear top coat will give nails a similar polished effect in a pinch. So the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab picks, Essie Glow and Shine Nail Polish, $11. You can find it on Essie.com, Essie.com. It's also at beauty supply shops. Sally Hansen Repair Plus Rescue Illuminating Color Corrector, $14. That one's available on Amazon and, again, beauty supply stores. Dermalect Cosmeceuticals Luminous Brightener Plus Perfector Base Coat, $18 at Dermalect.com, DermElect.com. I can't say I've heard of that one, but maybe it's at beauty supply stores as well. From First for Women, books we're loving now. First, a piece of fantasy, Servant of Earth by Sarah Howley, Hawley. Kenna Heron's village thinks of her as wild or half feral, and it's a good thing because she'll need these attributes to survive in the Fey realm. When Kenna gets trapped as a servant in the fairy's kingdom of Mistay, she must help her new mistress complete 6 trials, one for each sect of magic: fire, earth, light, void, illusion, and blood. But if they fail, Kenna and her mistress will perish. Next, a family saga called Like Mother, Like Mother by Susan Rieger, R-I-E-G-E-R. Lila Pereira was raised by an abusive father after her mother was committed to an asylum. Having no idea how to be a mother, she leaves the parenting to her husband as she achieves success as the editor of a major newspaper. But Grace, the youngest of their three daughters, resents Lila and writes a book about her, a process that is diving into Lila's past and learning more than she imagined. Next, a piece of literary fiction, The Great Divide, by Christina Henriquez, H-E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z. This tale takes place around the 1907 building of the Panama Canal. The story is told through the eyes of a series of characters, from a fisherman estranged from his son, to an American scientist hoping to cure malaria, to a teen from Barbados trying to save her sister. And last, a piece of woman's fiction, the book Bookish Life of Nina Hill by Abby Waxman, W-A-X-M-A-N. An introverted young woman, comfortable in the routine of her life, is rattled when she learns of the passing of her father, whom she never knew, leaving her with countless new siblings and family members. Simultaneously, she's being charmed by one of her trivia nemesis. From First for Women. In focus, classic blooms. Now that Valentine's Day is past and roses are much cheaper than they were just a short time ago, brighten the day with a timeless bouquet. First, pick a dozen red roses from the supermarket. This will be a minimalist look, by the way. Fill a plain stoneware vase halfway with water. Snip the stems of your roses and insert the blooms into the vase one by one, forming a relaxed mound. Recut the stems, change water, and add a half teaspoon of sugar to the water every 3 days to provide nutrients. Question for the experts at First for Women. I started a new medication for spring allergies, and now I'm so itchy down there. Could they be connected? Their answer? Yes. If your allergy medicine contains an antihistamine, such as Allegra, Claritin, and others do, antihistamines tame symptoms by blocking histamines released to attack allergens, but they also dry up mucous membranes, including those in your vagina. When this delicate tissue dries, itching and irritation can ensue. I suggest switching to an allergy remedy that doesn't contain an antihistamine. A study at the University of Wisconsin found that using a drug-free nasal spray with non-iodized salt, water, and baking soda, like Arm & Hammer Simply Saline, reduces congestion by 64%, on par with RX nasal sprays. And to ease the itching, try applying a bit of olive oil to the area. Experts at the Mayo Clinic say it can work as effectively as store-bought lubricants. This next one from First for Women, Feel Good Nostalgic Fragrances. 3 Blast from the Past Perfumes to Boost Your Mood and Your Memory. It's amazing how our sense of smell is directly connected to so many memories. Maybe there's a scent that brings back a favorite childhood pastime or fragrance you wore on a special occasion, like your wedding, or spritz on every day when you were in college. We gathered 3 of the most popular fragrances from the 1990s that are nostalgic, uplifting, and still available for purchase today. Read on to discover the fragrances that you'll want to make new memories with. First, if you want to feel peppy and happy, Elizabeth Arden Sunflowers. The scent category, fruity and floral. Just like the name suggests, Elizabeth Arden Sunflowers captures the invigorating scent of walking through a sunflower field on a warm summer day. Bright and cheerful, it's floral and fruity at the same time due to its notes of osmanthus, jasmine, bergamot, melon, and peach. It's a reminder of summertime fun and happiness, but it's perfect to wear any time of year, says fragrance expert Lila Zagwolski, CEO and co-founder of Luxury Scent Box, a perfume subscription company. In fact, she adds, it's the perfect perfume to combat the seasonal blues. Second one, if you want to feel calm and carefree, Mugler Angel. Scent category is warm and spicy. Angel from Sephora is basically dessert in a bottle with its cozy feel-good notes like praline, vanilla, red berries, and patchouli leaf. Just one spritz and it's like snuggling up with your favorite blanket. It's comforting, warm, and has a way of melting away stress and anxiety. Let's not forget about that iconic star-shaped bottle. It's not just a perfume, it's a statement piece for your vanity. Bonus points, once it's empty, it doubles as chic home decor. And third, if you want to feel refreshed and energized, Calvin Klein CK1. The scent category, fresh and citrusy. Back in 1994, Calvin Klein shook up the fragrance world with CK1, the first ever unisex scent, and it's still just as iconic today. Why? It's clean, fresh vibe, strikes the perfect balance, not too masculine, not too feminine. This classic scent is packed with a dreamy mix of notes like bergamot, cardamom, papaya, jasmine, rose, musk, and amber. The combination of citrus and botanical aromas is like a wake-up call for your senses, giving you that energizing boost you need on sluggish days, notes Zagwalski. CK1 isn't just a perfume, it's a vibe. And a little aside here, make the scent last. They offer three suggestions. Layer products. The secret to making your favorite fragrance last all day is layering. Start with a matching lotion or body wash before spritzing your perfume, and you'll amp up the scent while locking it in for hours. Moisturize skin. Want your fragrance to stick around longer? Keep your skin hydrated. Dabbing a little Vaseline or aquifer on your pulse points like your neck, wrists, inside elbows, or behind your ears before spritzing on your perfume can make all the difference in a scent's longevity. And resist the urge to rub your wrists together. This ends up crushing the middle and bottom notes of a fragrance, so you don't get the full intensity of the scent. Who knew? And some simple wellness solutions. The secret to accurate blood pressure. Next time you check your blood pressure, try resting your arm on a table. When subjects in a Johns Hopkins study did so, their readings were up to 7 points lower and more accurate than when they had their arms hanging at their side or on their lap. These unsupported positions require some muscle activity and keep the arm below the heart, two factors that can raise blood pressure and provide inaccurate readings. Natural pain cure? Mindful meditation can ease pain, according to a study at UC San Diego. When subjects use mindfulness practices, they experience less pain when the researchers applied a painful heat stimulus to their legs, and brain scans showed that areas of the brain did not light up like they typically do when we experience pain. To get the perks, try apps like Headspace or Calm. And this little tidbit from Clinical and Experimental Ophthalmology. How many more women than men suffer from dry eye? 3 times as many. All right. We switch over to a couple of recipes for you from Women's Day. Overnight apple clementine mucilage. Active and total time 15 minutes plus soaking time. And this serves 6. We need 1 1/4 cups milk of your choice, plus more as needed. 1 1/4 cups plain Greek or vegan yogurt. 1 1/2 teaspoons finely grated clementine zest, plus 1/2 cup of clementine juice from 2 clementines, plus clementine segments for serving. 3/4 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice. 1 2/3 cups old-fashioned rolled oats. 2 Gala apples, coarsely grated, 1/3 cup dried cranberries, roughly chopped, 1 tablespoon whole sunflower seeds, 1 tablespoon pepitas, pomegranate arils, toasted pecans, and pure maple syrup for serving. In a large bowl, whisk together milk, yogurt, clementine zest and juice, and pumpkin pie spice. Stir in oats, apples, dried cranberries, sunflower seeds, and pepitas. Cover and refrigerate at least 4 hours and up to overnight. When ready to serve, loosen with additional milk if desired, spoon into bowls, and top with pomegranate arils, pecans, and clementine segments. Drizzle with maple syrup if desired. Overnight mucilage can be refrigerated in airtight containers for up to 3 days. From First for Women in Focus, fennel. This brightly flavored bulb is fresh right now, and they offer 2 ways to use it. First, citrusy salad. In a bowl, whisk 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Thinly slice 1 fennel bulb, gently toss with the dressing, and 1 cup of grapefruit segments. And caramelized wedges. Cut 2 fennel bulbs through the core into 12 wedges. Toss with 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 teaspoon thyme leaves, 1/2 teaspoon garlic salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Roast at 400 degrees until golden, 25 to 30 minutes. Shrimp scampi with zucchini linguine. It rhymes. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time is only 20, and this serves 4. These low-carb zoodles stand out. That zoodles is like a vegetable noodle. Stand in for pasta in this twist on a garlicky favorite. We need 2 lemons, 1 pound raw shrimp peeled and deveined, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 3 zucchini, about 2 pounds worth, 2 cloves garlic minced, and 1/2 cup basil leaves. Grate 1 tablespoon zest and squeeze 1/4 cup juice from the lemons. Pat shrimp dry. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt. In a large skillet, heat 1 tablespoon oil over medium-high. Add the shrimp. Cook, flipping once until opaque, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Remove. Spiral cut the zucchini. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt. In the same skillet, heat remaining oil over medium. Add the zucchini. Cook, stirring until crisp tender, 1 to 2 minutes. Remove. Add garlic, lemon juice, and zest to the skillet. Cook, stirring until fragrant, 2 minutes. Add the shrimp. Combine with the noodles, or zoodles, as in zucchini noodles. Toss, and top with the basil. From Woman's Day, chicken with stewed peppers and tomatoes. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 4. We need 4 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts. 1 tablespoon smoked paprika, kosher salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 small red onions cut into 1/2-inch thick wedges, 2 red peppers quartered and sliced crosswise in 1/2-inch thick slices, 1/2 pound of Campari or large cherry tomatoes, halved, 2 cloves of garlic thinly sliced, chopped parsley leaves and sliced almonds for serving. Heat oven to 450. Pat chicken dry with paper towels, then rub with paprika and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat oil in large oven-proof skillet on medium and cook chicken until browned on one side 4 to 5 minutes. Flip chicken. Add onions, peppers, tomatoes, and garlic and season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Transfer skillet to oven and roast, stirring vegetables once until chicken is cooked through and vegetables are tender 14 to 16 minutes. Serve sprinkled with parsley and almonds if desired. And from Woman's Day, pinto bean and poblano soup. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 1 cup long grain rice, 1.5 teaspoons canola oil, 1 onion chopped, 3 large poblano peppers seeded and chopped, 4 cloves garlic grated, 1.5 teaspoons ground cumin, 1.5 teaspoons ground coriander, 4 teaspoons vegetable bouillon base, we used better than bouillon, 2 15.5 ounce cans of pinto beans, rinsed, 1 avocado, diced, chopped cilantro, and smoked paprika for serving. Cook rice per package directions. Meanwhile, heat oil in medium saucepan on medium. Add onion and all but a third of a cup chopped peppers, and cook, stirring occasionally until tender, 6 to 8 minutes. Stir in garlic, cumin, and coriander. Add bouillon base and 1.5 cups water and simmer, stirring occasionally until slightly thickened, 3 to 5 minutes. Stir in 1 cup of the beans. Excuse me. I got lost. Oh, there it is. Place remaining beans in the blender along with 1.5 cups water and puree until smooth. Stir into the soup and simmer until heated through about 3 minutes. Divide soup among bowls. Add a spoonful of rice and reserved poblano, then top with avocado, cilantro, and a pinch of smoked paprika. Update: the best way to detect colon cancer? Blood tests for colorectal cancer are a promising new screening tool for those who shy away from colonoscopies. But Stanford medicine scientists say if you're able to get a colonoscopy, you should. Established screening methods like colonoscopies and stool tests are more effective at detecting early and precancerous polyps than newer blood tests, the researchers say. Plus, blood tests need to be administered every 3 years compared to every 10 years for colonoscopies, and not adhering to those guidelines may lead to more instances of undetected cancer. I have a quote from First for Women. A woman whose smile is open and whose expression is glad has a kind of beauty no matter what she wears. And that was from Annie Royfe, a writer and journalist. And this one: nobody has ever measured, not even poets, how much a heart can hold. I like that. That one's from Zelda Fitzgerald. And one more. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. And that was Ralph Waldo Emerson. If you're real young, you may not know he was a very famous writer. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Please show her and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and I do apologize for the clearing of my throat so often. I was away, and I brought back a sous-vide I wasn't planning on. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.